Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jim Cantarucci back on the show. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years, coming up on 11. He's a transition expert, a leadership expert. He's the author of Personal Brilliance and a bunch of other stuff that he's produced that helps you, people like you and me, put our best foot forward. And he's here to talk to us about a topic that I think is very important. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Good morning.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it?
It is. I look forward to our visit so much.
Hey, Jim, I've been talking about context for a long time. And the reason I started talking about it is it really kind of hit me about the millennial generation. God bless them. I always like to say at the beginning, they're probably the best humans we've ever raised. They're probably the best human beings we've ever raised. And I love them. But they have one challenge that I'd like for them to work on. And I'm setting you up for how you're going to take this to the next level. And the challenge they have is that their lives are literally filled with being hosed down with a fire hose of content. Mm-hmm. Content is literally coming out of their ears, right?
You and I are contributors to that, right?
We are, no question about it. But the problem is they have so much content, they have literally do not have have very little concept of context. And the challenge is, because of that, they don't regard context very much. They see content is current. Content is now. Content is new. It's sexy, right? Context is historic. It's traditional. It's fundamental. And so consequently, they're not as interested. And I'm only saying this to help the audience, you know, think about when I think about context. That's what I think about. Now you've got another. You're taking it to the next level.
Well, Jim, I think the context that I'm considering context in is us as leaders leading change. But I think you've hit on something very important along the lines of the millennials. I think there's a connection between the concept of context and wisdom. And wisdom comes with time, but time that's very concentrated and focused on identifying context. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when you're 18 years old, 19 years old, you don't have the road, enough asphalt under your feet to have built up that wisdom to look at context. And that just comes with time. But you've hit on a point. We need to focus on that.
Right.
That should be a goal to identify context.
Well, and
right?
See, the thing is, so you could say that they're no different from other generations, but the difference is when you and I showed up at work, we didn't have content or context. Our bosses had to give us everything. They gave us the content and the context. When millennials show up at work, they've got better content than their boss does, but they don't have the context. And so that's the issue. So now when you think of context, set us up for the next segment. When you think of context as leaders, how do you think of it?
Well, any change is considered within the context, and the beliefs, the assumptions, the perceptions, the methods, all of those things create context, and they're deeply ingrained in our organization. Understanding the perceived, and that's an important word, perceived context is the foundation of leading change within our organization. It's important to realize that context is a construct of our mind, right? How we perceive context determines our actions and our choices. You know, it's easy to see this if we look at somebody perhaps who's clinically depressed. the choices that that person makes are pretty easily explained by them when you give them their context, right? They're depressed and they're acting a certain way. When we say their context, we're talking about a perceived context.
Mm-hmm.
It's not reality.
It's not real,
right?
Uh-huh.
At least not
it is
our
to them,
perception of reality.
Say, it's perceived, right?
Mm-hmm. Ours is a perception of, as well.
Right.
And we have to work with all of that and understand all those balls in the air going on.
And back to the millennials, their content to them is their context.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they perceive as. It's enough, in other words. And of course, that's not correct either. Jim, I need your website quickly, please.
JimCantarucci.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. And that's two C's on the end there. One in the beginning and two on the end, just before the I. JimCantarucci.com. Quick break. And as the Italians pronounce his name, Cantarucci. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasigan. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.